Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
The Radio Family Charity was started to get immediate assistance to the TJ and Riggins Radio Family in times of need. Whether that was bringing Christmas to the town of Old Fort, North Carolina, or to the Appalachian Mountain area after Hurricane Helene, the Radio Family Charity is here to help. The Radio Family Charity would not be possible without great sponsors like FS Drinks Simple Boba. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for more information.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
So today is Friday, and to be honest with you, we're just spitballing it. See anything that, you know, I don't have anything prepared. It's Friday. I'm just ready for it to be over. So with that being said, this is why it's, you know, I think it's okay to do this. Alexa says she had something to talk about, so we'll just, like, on a day that it doesn't matter whether it's good or not, just
let me talk.
Yeah, just we'll take one of your ideas.
Okay. Are you ready?
I love it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, hang on. Let me move to the edge of my seat. Sure, that's going to be groundbreaking, but.
Well, listen. You know, I have shared with you guys a lot of my life. When I started on this show, it was my hoe days. You guys got to experience most of that.
Interesting way.
Love it. It's share funny, so there's no filter, right? Mm-hmm. You guys were there with ex-boyfriends that lasted very short. You guys mm-hmm. were there when I met Jay because of this show, who yep. then became my husband. So I only thought that it would be fair to come onto this show to share with you guys that Jay and I have a little boy coming in September.
No oh way.
Yes. Oh, yes. I am officially in my second trimester, so I've been keeping it a secret for a minute. But we are having a little boy.
That is awesome.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
That is great.
You are not going to believe this.
What?
About 10 minutes ago, we were on a break, and I was about to be like, hey, are y'all going to have kids? Like, I'm so glad I didn't say that yeah. because you would have had to lie.
Yep. It's crazy. It's been a whirlwind the last few months, but yeah, our lives are about to change.
So far enough that you know it's a boy. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, Riggins, you're going to make me cry.
I love hearing.
So when are you due?
I'm due in September.
Okay. Well, seeing then that I win the pool, because everybody was like, why is Alexis getting married? And I'm the one that said, because she's pregnant.
I was not pregnant in my wedding. It happened a lot sooner than I thought it was going to happen, though.
Good for you, because that could be stressful, too. So, you know, the whole process of trying. So that's
and
awesome.
I am glad it's happening quickly, so you can have a lot more quickly. We need a bunch of them, because, you know,
a lot of kids.
Your husband being a conservative and all. These are the people that need to be having children.
And what I'm hearing is they're going to have the best skin tone.
Yeah.
I'm super jealous.
Super curly hair. Nice and little tan. Mm. We're very excited. You know, it was funny because for the longest time, everybody that knew was telling me it was going to be a girl. And my mom was like, she's like, I already had this vision and I know what she's going to look like. Well, Jay is the only boy in his family. He has no brothers. His sisters all have daughters. And so Jay kept saying, it's a boy. Like, I know it's a boy. And I'm like thinking, I don't want you to be disappointed if it's not. And we got the news 2 weeks ago and he was, I mean, over the moon. Like, I'm like, it's a boy. And he's just so excited. So it just makes it so much more real now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you know that it's soon?
Yeah.
And that you can go ahead and start preparing little boy clothes and things like that. And, you know, I assume this baby's first gold chain.
That kind of stuff. Track suits.
September is the best birthstone, or one of the best.
You know what also is crazy is my birthday is August 6th, Jay's is February 6th, and the baby's due date is September 6th.
Wow.
Nuts.
Not really. That's just, of all the things you just said the last three minutes, that was the least interesting one.
Yeah, because yeah, especially the odds of it actually being born on the 6th.
Yeah, so what if it is?
Well, what if it's born on September 16th?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would really be something.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday.
My
wow.
Birthday with you.
But either way, it's going to be my same sign, and you believe in all that stuff, so yeah. you're going to have a little me running around.
Uh-huh. What is that?
Virgo.
Virgo energy. Yeah. Here's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy.
Virgo. Yeah, Virgo energy with sapphires all over the place.
Love it.
That's the birthstone.
Yeah.
Love a sapphire.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wanted to plan if I had a third for them to be born in September just for the birthstone.
Well, get pregnant in December.
When you started talking after her, I thought you were about to say you're pregnant too. I was like, oh my God, that's no.
Oh, no. We're not pregnant. No. It literally crossed, like during a break, I was like, I got to ask her if they're going to have kids. That'd be so cute. We'd talk about their skin tone, their hair. And I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, that does take away some of my thunder. Today, I was going to announce that Jody's pregnant.
With twins.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I had to share with you guys first. I was like, I can't go public until I share with my people.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really good.
So happy for you.
Thank you. So I'm going to be a mom, y'all.
I know.
So weird.
Have you had any morning sickness or has it been pretty good?
I've had a little bit. The thing that really took me by surprise, although everybody told me it was going to happen, is how exhausted you are in your first trimester. I have never experienced tiredness to that extent. Mm-hmm. It was insane. I'm finally starting to get my energy back, but it was rough for a little bit.
Now, can you eat those gummies and stuff when you're pregnant? Yeah, wow. So
it's going to be the biggest tolerance break I've ever taken.
I'm surprised you're smiling.
Yeah. Got to be high on life now.
And maybe you won't ever want it again just for 10 months of not.
I don't know.
You're like, no.
It's her whole personality and, you know, it's everything to her.
Well, listen, you might need it when that kid's born. I mean, not that it's hard, but it's hard.
It's hard. You know? I mean, everybody tells me it's hard, so I'm expecting it to be hard.
Are you showing?
I have a little bit of a belly already. Really? Yeah. Although I'm like, is that bloat or is it a belly? I don't know. But no, it's starting because I'm about to be 4 months soon. So it's starting to pop out.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But what if it's going to be a little boy, but what if he is your and your mom's size?
I told you, I asked Jay that. I was like, what if he comes out tiny? And he's like, I'll teach him how to be swaggy, even if he's little.
You know, that's what my dad said about me. He's like, my boy's going to be swaggy.
Swaggy.
Hell yeah.
I don't care if he's little.
Sweet thing.
He's like, he's going to be swaggy.
He's going to be swaggy.
Yeah, but so you're 4'10", and your mom's your same height?
5 even.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's Jay?
But we're hoping with Jay's genes, he's 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
So, and all of Jay's...
So it could end up mixing the two and be the perfect height for a man, which is 5'8".
That's what we're hoping. 5'8". Get out of here.
That's what scientists say.
Oh, they do? But you don't believe in science, so why does it matter?
I believe in certain science.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe in lying scientists like Fauci, no.
Right.
Or people who say dinosaurs were around.
Right. Yeah.
I don't believe in all those.
Or
had feathers.
Did you take a pregnancy test because you started feeling like...
Yeah. So again, we weren't planning for it to happen this fast. I was actually very surprised. And I was at, there's this lunch place where I work at. And I always get the same thing for lunch there. And I went in and I took a bite of it. And I was like, oh, this is gross. Like I wanted to throw up. And instantly I was like, oh, I need to take a pregnancy test. So after I got off of work, I went and got one. And I got home. Jay was in the kitchen cooking. I didn't even tell him, like, I'm going to take a pregnancy test. I went into the bathroom. And I even recorded a little video. And I'm like, I'm going to take this test. But I know it's going to be negative. I'm just going to take it. And when I saw that it was like positive, I was like in disbelief. I just stared at it for like 2 minutes because I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this is not real.
So is the pregnancy test the first one you've ever passed without cheating?
Shut up. I don't cheat.
Never passed the test without cheating except a pregnancy test. That's good.
But what it made me realize is that birth control was working. Yeah. It's goodness gracious.
Yeah. Wait.
What do you mean? Because you were testing it out a lot?
Well, because I was on birth control for so long and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like I never got pregnant. And the minute I got off of it, it was like in a second. So mm-hmm.
I thought you meant you were still on it. And I was like, dang, girl.
No. Yeah. But yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. I just keep telling Jay, I'm like, we're going to have a kid? Like, what? That is nuts. I need to grow up for real now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been telling you that.
I know.
But once they come out, it kicks your ass and you just grow. You're grown. Yeah. You're fully grown at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And according to, like, the doctors and stuff, when I go to the appointments, I'm, like, old pregnant. They make you feel old. They're like, well, you're like already in like that stage. You're like about to be 35. And I'm like, yeah, I'm young. Stop making me feel like I'm old.
Yeah. So they call it a geriatric.
Yeah, geriatric.
So
you're
34?
I'm 34. Yeah. So I'll be 35 in August. So they keep
usually they don't do that till 35.
Yeah. They're already mentioning it.
Yeah.
Oh, because you'll be 35 when?
In August, and the baby's due in September.
Mm-hmm. Oh, minimal.
Right.
Minimal.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, but geriatric is the way to go because they are on you. Like, I mean, you're getting more ultrasounds. You're going in they're keeping a close eye, which is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lindsay's geriatric too, right?
Well, honey, I've been geriatric for 5 years. But when I first got pregnant, this is how I know the difference. When I first got pregnant with my miscarriage, I was 34. And they were just like, we'll see you when we see you, you know. And then I got pregnant with Delilah when I was 35. And they were like, okay, so we're doing every week ultrasounds twice a month. Like, they were just on me. I was like, dang, now you're really watching, you know.
Yeah. And, you know. And they were already referring to you as Meemaw, which was
white-haired lady.
More extra funny next.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my wife Jody continues to talk about how great these painless stilettos from Protégé Footwear are. They were developed by a woman from MIT, and Jody says that they are absolutely painless. You can save 30% on them right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. It's almost like getting three pairs of shoes in one because you can switch out the straps on them. So 30% off. TJRiggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ for Jody's Painless Stilettos.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings, too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You know, I'm happy for you and all, Alexis, about going out and getting yourself knocked up, but y'all talking during the breaks is taking up more time than I need to be getting out of here.
Stop.
You and your girlfriend Rob can talk later.
We're catching up.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
I thought we could use some good news.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what is it?
We should just call it a show right there.
We're waiting.
Bring the good news.
Yeah. TJ, did you foresee that at all? That Alexis, you know, when we knew her, she was, like she said, she was a single girl.
Twerking on boats. Life,
twerking on boats with the witches or the coven, whatever that was. And
She probably won't admit this, but I told her several times during then that it wouldn't be long. She would find somebody and
get knocked out.
Yeah, but I am glad that it was the one that she found, because he's a conservative.
It worked out perfectly. He's great.
But didn't I tell you that it would happen? You wouldn't even be looking for it. Wouldn't even be, you know, something that you think was out there. And then all of a sudden, boom. Mm-hmm.
The universe puts him in your life.
That's exactly what I said. The universe. The universe will do it. You just keep going to Reiki class and, you know, putting it out there.
Getting that energy pulled out of your butthole. And
doing the whole, you know, spirit animals. And, you know, tell your spirit animals that you want a husband.
Yeah.
And it'll happen.
The owls, they listened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. No, but you know what? I will give you credit for that, because I met Jay because of this show. So if anything else, I'll give you that.
Yep.
So appreciate it.
And what was it so much about the show that brought you and Jay together? What did he like most about the show you met him, when it was such a big deal?
He thought that one person on the show was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. A little bit entertaining.
So basically you have your entire, the rest of your life's happiness, you have me to thank for.
Yeah,
because if I weren't, weren't so funny and Jay didn't think I was so entertaining and all that, that he wouldn't be so into the show, then he wouldn't have cared about meeting you to begin with, because you were part of the show, and then you wouldn't have even been accepting of that type of thing if I hadn't have told you, you know, to get over these, you know, doo-doo heads that you had been dating, stop being sad about them, and, you know, put yourself out there in somebody's path. So I've basically been a miracle worker in your life.
Lord. See, this is why I can't give him credit, because I gave him a little bit and he wants to take it
all. You talk about the universe working.
Yeah.
Oh, universe working overtime.
That's right.
I'm working the universe is what I'm doing. The universe is working through me.
Sort of a puppet master of sorts.
I tell the universe what to do.
But you got pregnant by a fan.
I did. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of weird.
I'd love telling people, always ask, like, how did you guys meet? And I'm like, he was a groupie. That's my groupie right here. Mm-hmm.
Big follower.
Wow. Yeah, I always tell people that's how little friend Jenny and I became friends, because she was a fangirl.
Yeah.
And she go, I didn't even know that you were.
Is
you went to my gym.
Oh.
You were a member of the gym. But Jody was. She's trying to get free cassettes.
That's true.
No, she wasn't. Was she really?
Yeah, she was just trying to get some free cassettes.
Free cassettes. Yeah.
It was a hot commodity back then.
Yeah. She couldn't afford them.
What was the band again?
10,000 Maniacs.
10,000 Maniacs.
You were in a band?
No, that was a band that was popular.
Oh. That, I was like, what?
There was a song on the radio at the time that whenever I basically stalked Jody for a little while.
Yeah, right.
And then finally word got to her that I was interested in her, and it was a long thing. But like one of the first flirty things that she did with me was because I had mentioned that she told me she liked that song in just in passing. And then I said something, oh, we got a bunch of those cassettes up there. I'll get you one, the whole album. And then later, next time I saw, she said, did you say that you had some of those cassettes? And that was kind of her way to come up to the radio station and see me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'll be down there in a minute.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Left her mama's birthday dinner November 2nd that year to come get her free 10,000 Maniacs cassette.
Dang. What was the song?
These Are the Days was the name of it.
Okay.
It was, but it's not a romantic kind of song. Yeah. It's just a song that she liked.
She liked. Yeah. But by then, when she was asking for that cassette, she was like, I don't even like that song. You know, she was just trying to come see you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she had her gold digging goggles on.
That's right. She saw the potential. She's like, right. This guy's going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. He hitched my wagon to that guy.
Yep.
I know he lives in the transmitter house of the radio station right now with rats and everything, but
someday.
I see the potential in him.
Yeah.
Like a guy with a mullet like that is not going nowhere. I'll tell you. He's right. Going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a guy on the moon.
Yeah, it's a future astronaut.
Yeah, that's right.
That is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Lucky her.
So are y'all going to name your baby something Spanish or of Spanish sounding or something like Herbie?
No, not Herbie.
I think Herbie's a good name.
We're still deciding on names, but some of them are Hispanic sounding. Some of them are just like regular.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Well, you know, there's a name that could go either way. There are some Hispanic guys with the name and then regular people too.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
The name Richie. Is a, yeah.
I'm going to name him Richie.
Richie.
Well, his middle name is, so Jay's name is Juan. And his dad, so he's the second. So he was like, no matter what, his middle name has to be Juan, which I don't want that, but
Juan.
I'm going to give the man what he wants, his Juan. Third.
Why, you don't like his name?
It's just such a basic Hispanic name.
Yeah, I mean, it's some people would say it's like the John of Hispanic names.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think some people would say that.
Yeah, some people would say that.
Juan.
Would you go classic or do you want something a little more progressive?
Not classic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Alejandro.
Alejandro. Alejandro.
Alejandro.
But yeah, and then our last name is De Los Santos, which is already a long name, and it's mm-hmm. so it's just gonna be, this baby's gonna have a long name.
Think about how cute it would be if his name is Herbie Juan De Los Santos.
Herbie Juan De Los Santos.
Merle. Merle is a good
Merle.
Name.
Terry.
Yeah, Terry. Terry. Terry Joe. Terry J.
Terry.
Terry Juan.
Terry
and you call
Juan.
Him Terry J.
Yeah, TJ.
Uh-huh.
Terry Juan.
Terry Juan.
That's my son, Terry Juan.
Terry Juan.
Terry Juan De Los Santos. That is great. Run that by him and see what he says.
Jerry Juan works.
Jerry Juan.
Jerry Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Like one in a million.
So. Yeah. What is your dad's name? Not that you would ever name him after your dad, but what is his name?
Roberto.
Roberto. Yeah. Roberto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that doesn't sound Hispanic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Possibly a biblical name you would give him?
On my list, there's a few biblical names, but Jay keeps saying, he's like, oh, you're going to bring your Jehovah's Witness shit into this. And I'm like, it's the Bible. It's not Jehovah's Witness only.
Be Jehovah Juan.
Okay, so you probably... are not wanting to talk about what the real possibilities are because you don't want to give that away. People are protective about names that they want to give to their children.
Yeah, I'm not protective. I just don't know for sure like what they are yet. So I don't want to put that out. But once I do, I don't care saying it.
You know, they say that it's still trendy and popular with baby names now, this year, for first names to be last names. You know what I mean? Like Lindsay's son's name is Brooks. Mm-hmm. That's a last name that they use as his first name.
Yeah, right.
You know, Brooks or Collins is another first name that's trendy right now.
Collins.
So just name him Delejandro Delejandro.
Right. The boy sounded nice. Yeah. They named it twice.
That's so many things to think about. So many.
Oh, your mom was dogging you forever. Like, when are you going to give me a grandchild? Is she over the moon?
She's over the moon. Yeah. Like, she's never called me so much as she has these last 14 weeks.
Yeah.
Like,
she might steal that baby, honestly.
She's already making a quilt for the baby. She's just, like, so excited.
Don't you take baby Travis Juan.
Yeah, so marriage for her and a grandbaby and everything all in one. So
exciting times in that family.
Mm-hmm.
What about his mom? I bet his mom is thrilled.
Oh, they're all. So his sisters have been amazing. They, again, when we found out it was a boy, his sister actually told me, she's like, your status in the family has been elevated.
I'm sure.
Because I'm now carrying the next name holding man.
The heir to the throne.
To the throne. Mm.
The rightful heir.
Exactly.
To the Iron Throne.
But they're awesome. They're already planning a baby shower and like just being really just on top of things.
So they're going to have clothes, right? Oh, don't they have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. But once your baby gets impressionable, to an impressionable age, I would consider distancing them from the baby.
Why?
Because they're not of the same political persuasion that Juan is.
It's terrible thing.
He's probably already thought of that.
Who?
Jay. He's probably already thought, I don't want my sisters, you know, talking to him about politics and things like that. This is my son. I don't want those New York politics getting into him.
You got a couple of years.
If he hasn't thought of that yet, then I'll remind
you. You'll talk to him about it?
Yeah.
Poor baby.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah. Don't tell our business manager, Adam. He's probably going to set up your son with a podcast. You know, right.
Let me tell you.
We've got tjriggins.com/Alejandro Juan.
Jerry Juan.
Yeah, Jerry Juan de los Santos. Ready to go.
He kept the secret, though, because I told him, I was like, hey, I'm going on the show. I want to tell this news. I was like, but you have to keep it a secret. I want to get the guy's real reactions. Oh. So I'm surprised that he did.
That son of a bitch. He didn't tell us.
Did he tell you?
Yeah, he told me.
He did?
Oh, that's not
Yeah, he did.
Stop, are you lying?
Yeah, I'm lying.
I was about to say, Adam.
I was going to call him. Like, shit in.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The TJ and Riggins Show is new at 7 a.m. Eastern each weekday morning and available most anywhere you watch or listen to shows. YouTube, podcast platforms, streaming and radio station sites are all now at our media center at tjriggins.com. It works just like an app, easy to navigate, and you'll get everything right there on one page. All the podcasts, all the videos, all the great deals you can take advantage of as a member of the radio family. The TJ and Riggins Show is right there in your hand. Learn how to add it to your phone's home screen at tjriggins.com/add.